Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And a guy who knows more than we do about it from Bleeding Green Nation, Brandon Lee Gouton's on the line. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Angelo. I don't have a Super Bowl ring, but I'm glad to be here with
you. Well, I'm just curious, like, how do you feel about people that are not really completely, you know, involved in the winning of it, getting the rings? You think that's okay, Brandon?
I mean, I would take one. If someone's giving me one, I mean, I write about the team. I mean, did I help them win? No. But would I take one? Yes.
Right,
so I can't really blame Howard for accepting it. But, right. I mean, who is making the decisions here for who gets them?
That's a very interesting question. What I'm most offended by is that there is now an Eagles Super Bowl ring with the name Eskin on it. I feel like that's going to hurt our karma for the next one. That's all I'm saying. Brandon Lee, first of all, what did you think of the ring? Because everybody's talking about it. What did you feel?
I think it looks great. I was very excited to see this thing. You know, the Eagles did a great job of making sure this didn't leak out at all beforehand.
Yep.
They really somehow managed to pull this off. And the thing looks fantastic. It really encapsulates last season with the dog mask in there.
Yeah.
You have the number of diamonds that combine for the players who were involved in the Philly special. I think it looks great. I don't think I really could have expected anything better than it is.
All right. Now, what they said, Brandon, in fact, you might even have reported yourself, this was the final big flourish after the Super Bowl. Now, I still think there'll be some on-field stuff at the beginning of the next season. But is it sad to you that the celebratory phase of the Super Bowl is starting to end?
It's tough because it's like you wait your whole life for this moment to win the Super Bowl, and then it's not a long celebration period because all of a sudden they win the Super Bowl, okay, free agency starts, then it's the draft, and we just finished up OTAs and minicamp here, and there's no, I mean, you have the parade, but that's just one day. And I think you look at the Eagles facility, and for them to say they're turning the page, I mean, they have that Lombardi trophy there right in, when you go in the door, it's right on the right. They have Super Bowl 52 artwork all over that facility. They're not totally forgetting about this. I mean, they're not totally putting that behind them, and now they have the rings, obviously. But you know, it is, the message is in that team, and the feeling is in that team, like, hey, we want another one. Like, we have an opportunity to do something special here. We don't have to be this one-hit wonder. Howie Roseman was talking about that earlier this offseason. He feels like some people think that they just got lucky, and I think this team is out to prove that that's not the case.
And with Wentz, too, I think that element adds to it. I want to play for you what Doug Peterson said yesterday. He's been very interesting this week. And he almost has a different aura about him in the way
he
carries himself. I guess that's, or maybe I'm just interpreting it differently.
Yes.
But he sent a message to the players because the next time he sees them will be the start of training camp at the end of next month. And here's what his message was. Sacrifice. All right, give me an interpretation. What do you think he's saying there, Brandon?
I think he, you know, this was the message he set back in February, right after they won the Super Bowl. He was talking about the new normal. He was saying that, look, and he challenged the players. He said, who's going to be that first guy who doesn't show up and starts to hold out and wants more money? He said, who's going to be that guy? He's made the message that, you know, it's still about the team. It's not about trying to get that contract or whatever. I mean, he has said that stuff will come, but it's about making it about the team and trying to recognize that, again, they have a special opportunity here. You know, some Super Bowl teams, they get there. You look at the Broncos, for example, but Peyton Manning is on his last legs, and you know that wasn't just going to last beyond that year. This Eagles team, it's totally different. They have all the pieces in place to go back, and I think he wants to keep the focus on that.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth then, and maybe it's just the way my mind works. Joe Wechter had the same thought I did back at the station. Well, then it's going to be real hard to explain Michael Bennett in this offseason. Because Michael Bennett, we did the math on this, Brandon. There were 162 days between the last game of the Seattle Seahawks season and the OTAs, and he blew them all off. He blew off all the OTAs, finally showed up on the day he had to for the minicamp because it's required. And I don't think that really sends a signal of sacrifice. Do you?
Here's what I'll say about Michael Bennett. This isn't, it's definitely not out of the norm for him. This is something he has been doing. It's not like he was going to the Seahawks all the time and he didn't this year. I mean, it is voluntary, so I'm not going to be able to hold it against him. I know this is going to drive you nuts, Angela, but I don't think it's a huge deal. I think we all look back at how there was much made about Fletcher Cox not attending OTAs last year, and then who was thinking about that at any point last season?
But it's, you're missing the point that the message is sacrifice, and this guy couldn't give up 8 days out of 162 he had off, that he wouldn't make any sort of a sacrifice on a team he didn't even know anyone. I mean, that is not asking a lot for a guy and what he's going to be paid to be here with his team and learn what's going on. The only other guy that missed was Sproles. All these other guys are champions, and they came in. Why the hell couldn't he? And why are you covering for him when he clearly said, we just heard the coach say sacrifice, and this guy said, screw it, I'll come in when I have to. That doesn't, well, that's not a, that is not in, in keeping with the message.
Well, the math there wasn't totally correct because Doug said he did come for a portion of the off-season program. He wasn't gone for the whole thing. He wasn't there for the OTA practices, but he did come in for some of the workouts earlier in the off-season in April. So he was there at one point.
The NFL is ridiculous in that you have voluntary and they don't have to show up, and it leads all of us to criticize a guy for not showing up when it's voluntary.
I guess.
Right.
I mean, come on.
And that's what he said. He had even said that after practice. He said, I don't know if I fully agree with this, but he said it's like the NFL is the only job that says it's voluntary and you're expected to show up.
All right, Brandon Lee, got last question. It's real. This is a money question because I am in a casino where they take sports betting, and they are, you know, they got the Eagles right now at 8-1 here. Do you think the Eagles will repeat as NFL champions, Brandon? Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Wow, you really do? Wow.
Yeah, because here's why. They still have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I've seen Carson Wentz in the offseason. There is no doubt in my mind that guy is playing in week one. He looks fantastic. He's progressed so much more than I think anyone could have expected. You still have one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, I think. You still have one of the best head coaches in the NFL with Doug Peterson. I think everything is in place here. And now look, you know, there's obviously always some kind of luck involved. You need some things to break your way, injuries and all of that. So that's always going to be a factor. And then the NFC is just a really tough conference this year. A lot of good teams. But I still think the Eagles have the best situation going for them. And that's why I think it's not crazy to think they can repeat.
All right. I'm going to head right over to the sports book now, Brandon, because that was a very compelling argument for them repeating. I damn well hope you're right. Thank you. Read them every day. Bleeding Green Nation, Brandon Lee Groudon. Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Angela.
All right. Now, Al, this is interesting. We were correct.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.